Yes, a very good afternoon to you. Welcome to the business and economic segment. My name is Kanjeko Kamekulu Nkwanyoka. I know it is a long weekend. It is a long, beautiful weekend. And one of the most significant and very important day in our history, you know, as a nation, as a country, as a progressive nation, we also get to remember and to commemorate and to keep and documenting what we went through, man, to teach the young ones and to guide those who do not know or were ignorant. And at the same time, just actually to remember the commitment that was made back then. So Eagle FM, as one of the radio, as a talk show or as a talk radio, we facilitate conversation. We wanted to talk about history. We wanted to have a conversation. And we want to teach each other. We want to create awareness. And at the same time, who are we? And reminding those who do not know that who are we? What do we stand for? And in our pursuit of building a knowledgeable economy and building a society differently, a society that love each other, a society that appreciate each other, a society that know where it is coming from. And in the process of doing this, we should also do one very important thing, that every year when we meet to celebrate, to commemorate or to remember what we went through in the past, do we also now get the chance to take stock of our progress? We now won the liberation. We now won certain bad things, or certain bad laws, or certain bad governance that we were having. We removed them. But unfortunately now, the main aim was to achieve certain level of wealth and certain level of economic progress among ourselves. So I wonder when we get to remember, commemorate and celebrate and feel at home in our country, after removing 100 years of atrocity, economic atrocity and physical atrocity and all that, are we taking stock of the progress? Because now the ancestors are so now listening and looking at us. Have we taken stock of our progress? Are we taking stock of our progress? So that we can say that yes, we have done it. We have removed the colonial regime and the colonial government and their laws and their empowerment scheme and everything. Now, when we removed them, we had certain goals and certain objectives that we wanted to meet. Are we taking stock of them? So now we take a look at, our economic progress. We look at now our infrastructure progress. We look at now our inclusive economy progress. We look at our education progress. We look at everything that we have achieved as a country in an honest manner. So I want every year when we celebrate our independence and we celebrate our heroes and heroines, we also take stock so that we talk to them and say, thank you. We are now at this stage. We now have a road from from Walvis Bay to Zambezi to Katima Mulilo. We are now having we have now achieved our food security. We have now built 4 dams. You know, we have now an airport in Kathmandu. You know, we're supposed to be telling and talking to our ancestors and to our grandparents. As we celebrate and as we appreciate their effort, I also want us to take stock of how did we use the freedom, the economic freedom that we got from their sacrifice. Beautiful people. Beautiful people. We We only go there to say and think and talk about the history, that what happened and what we have achieved. But we always forget this component, the first and the second component of to say, okay, after now achieving the economic freedom, I mean, the freedom, after now taking over the governance structures, after now it is us we can move around. Tategulu Toivo, tategulu Eliasol to Adreni, tategulu Ipumbu, tategulu Hendrik. We have also now built upon your effort, and we have built the biggest dam, and we are producing 80% of what we need. I think the sentences should continue to such a level. Not only that we have achieved, but we should also take stocks. Beautiful people. Let us take stock. Let us take stock. Otherwise, we will do injustice to ourselves and to our forefathers and to our grandmothers who perished during that struggle of the 100 years of colonialism and the economic atrocity that was done. Because it's like we are now given it the seeds, right? That go plant, go multiply. But every time this day come, we only celebrate the seed. I wanted to say thank you for the seed. Thank you for what you gave us, the beautiful cultivar. We have multiplied it and we are continuing multiplying it. We have expanded the field. Many Namibians are now harvesting and benefiting from the cultivar that you gave us. We even invented the new cultivar after achieving the economic freedom to do it. I wonder our remembrance and our commemoration and our celebration to be followed by stock taking. Because if you read the statement about this day, it says, let us recommit back to our values. Whether equality or justice or building wealth or inclusive economy. It's a recommitment, but how will you recommit if you have not taken the stock of what you have achieved with the freedom that you've been given? There is now the crazy question. How do you recommit? How do you recommit? Beautiful people. How do you recommit? When you have not taken the step. And again, why are you recommitting? What are you going to do? So it's very, very important for us to be careful that every year we repeat the same thing. But we are not looking back and only see the economic atrocity that were done. We are not looking back and only looking at the economic atrocity that were done, but we also look back and see how we have used the seed of freedom, the seed of governance, the seed of ability to make your own laws. How did we use it to build ourselves better and to fix and to study the journey of fixing, of empowering, of regrowing and replanting and replenishing what was done to us? Beautiful people, let us do this. You know, let us take stock of where we come from and what we have done with what we were given by Tateguliya Toivo. What the Bonswat and the first liberation fighters of the 1900 and those who perished in the Kalahari Desert gave us. So now it's not only to celebrate their sacrifice and remember their sacrifice. No, it's to take what they have gave us and go back to the field. Beautiful people. I want us to start this journey. I want us to change how we do things. Beautiful people. Beautiful people. Let us have that conversation about what we have achieved. And once we talk about it, we will be comfortable to say we truly need to recommit back. Because what will give us the courage and the energy to recommit to the value we fought for if it's not the progress that we have made? How will we recommit? How will we recommit if you do not know what you have done? If you do not know what you've progressed, or how far you have gone in terms of building an inclusive economy, in terms of building a better stock exchange, in terms of building a better agriculture sector, in terms of your university degrees and your quality of education, in terms of solving hunger, in terms of eradicating all whatever. How will we recommit? Beautiful people. We're going to have a conversation about taking stock of what we have used, the economic freedom that our forefathers, our parents gave us. You know? I want us to take stock. I want us to take stock so that we can have the necessary momentum and the energy to go back to the values of those who walked from Zambia to Lubumbashi and start the fight. So that we have the courage to go back and read what Marero wanted to achieve when he said, we cannot be under your leadership in our own land. We cannot be paying taxes to you. We cannot give up our land to you. Because until we understand the progress we have made at the national level and in all regions, when we look at our population of 3.02 million, then we say we are comfortable. We are so comfortable. We have multiplied the economic seed that we got from our forefathers. Beautiful people. I want us to take stock so that we'll be able to recommit. So that we'll be able to have another conversation to say, no, I don't think we are making progress. And we need to have it in an honest manner without pointing fingers to say, it was we have been in power. It was, you know, all of us, we had a chance. All of us, we have a chance. All of us, we have a chance to do things, to do better things. The policy considerations, the consultations. Some of you have been in parliament. Some of you have been a technocrat in various ministries. So I think I can say majority of us been exposed to certain power to change things. And thus is very, very important that we take this stock-taking process collectively without anybody saying, Swapo, you have been in power for all these years, it's you. No, I'm sure many of us have somebody who worked in government. Many of us is somebody who worked in a bank. Many of us is somebody working in an asset manager. So we many in almost every family, we have been exposed to the systems and to the channels that bring about to change. It's not only people who are working in government can create the necessary change. It's not only them. You as a teacher, you can also create the necessary change. You as the teacher can create the necessary change because you are affecting the education system. You as a financier in a bank, you can change things. Because you are the one who is deploying capital. You are the one who is funding SME. You as a technocrat in a certain ministry, you are responsible for the implementation of the government programs. And if we put all those things collectively, I think we are now multiplying the economic seed that we were given by our forefathers and the heroine that we are celebrating today. They gave us the economic freedom, which became a seed for us to go plant across the regions and achieve economic growth, which is inclusive and beneficial to every Namibian. Unlike in the past, the economic growth and the economic progress was only for certain people. Beautiful people. Beautiful people. Let us take stock. Let us take stock of what we've achieved. I want us to be honest with ourselves. And this is the day that we have beyond the 21st. That we celebrated the seed that we got, the economic freedom, the ability to govern and to rule ourselves and to create our own law. Is it the seed, is the gift that we got from the heroines that it took 100 years to achieve? Beautiful people. I want us to understand. That in remembering that we were given a gift, I want us to understand that we cannot only be remembering and commemorating the seed and the gift that we got from our forefathers and from our parents that it took them 100 years to achieve. We cannot only be remembering alone, but we also take stock. How did we use the gift that they gave us? How did we plant the seed of economic freedom across Namibia? Now, we now need to cool down and chill and take stock. I want us to have a conversation. And that conversation is about, yes, in the 1960, in the 1900, in the 1930, we fought, we did, we tried, we went where we were. Beautiful people. You know, I'm just providing my insight that next time we go to an independent stadium to go celebrate the Independence Day, to go celebrate the Heroes Day, to commemorate the Genocide Day, we are not only going to commemorate the suffering and the death of those who perished. No, we are going also to remind ourselves of the gift that we got from them when they died, when they perished in the Kalahari Desert. Beautiful people. That it's not only that to feel bad and hate Germany or hate the European and hate the colonizers. No, no, we focus on ourselves that our those who have died during the 100 years of economic atrocity and physical atrocity and discrimination and all sorts of things. Beautiful people. We need to have a conversation when we are at the Omthea today, when we are going to do this thing again next year, that the economic progress that we seek, we need to evaluate our NDP1, NDP2, NDP3, NDP4, NDP5, and be able to point it to say, okay, could you build a dam? How did it achieve the inclusive economic growth that we seek when you build a dam? How did it benefit your people? How are they surviving now compared to the colonial time? What did you give them that is now enabling them to live a better life compared to the colonial time? We need to take stocks. Because I think we run so much to... We run so much just to celebrate the gift of achieving the economic freedom, and we end there and we sing and we dance, but we barely go. Yes, and we are just connecting or reverting back to the Ongwediva annual trade fair just to pay or look at what is happening there, especially on those entrepreneurs that are trying to sell or to highlight their product. Madam Loise, can you hear us?
We can hear you very well.
You can hear us well?
Yeah, we can hear you very well. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. You may take over with the climber.
All right. Yeah, thank you very much to the listeners, Gabriel. And thank you so much. We are also live until now at Godiva Tracer. You can always call us, and I'll give you also the number after this interview. And we are here with the clients. And there are three of them. They are directors also, and also they are some lecturers that I'm going also to speak to them. But then again, this interview will be in Oshawambo in English, and I'm sorry for that. But I will also try hard to also translate a few of the words or the information that Mr. Tembo will also be speaking to us in English, because this is paid for Oshawambo interview. But then yet our director will speak Oshawambo. But then right now, we can just go through, or we can speak to him with regards to the people who had G4, which is now the higher ground training college. How are you, Mr. Tembo? How are you? And we're also just, maybe just please take us through also this training college, the higher ground college. Where is it situated? And then also, just maybe tell us about the college itself.
Good evening. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. My name is N.K. Mutombo. I'm one of the directors of Higher Ground Training College. Higher Ground Training College is a Namibian institution located in Omthea, the capital city of the Eswatini region. So what it offers, our director will take us through with that. Yes. Yeah.
Now you're telling them that you're a director, and of course you are located in Omthea. Yeah. So I know that Higher Ground Training College or City Monsia with Punji. And no practical for a geo tamukara I Ponsia Mono or Pongana Monocia Bonukana City. And if I think you're not fully for the na ano na rongingani pamunaye baharongani pamunaye nataka kala ngani tuira mo pa usiku cha Kumbinga randa yoshiputu yoshika kwa hiyo karenga shika na kushiringa nisha registwa nga shako kwa kukucha oshiputu yoshino kasha registwa. Natango oeri wa natango e dite yuta zao nuyera la ushebo kaha mwukara ya ganja oshiputu yosha oso tushika. Ne pene ambeko o natukupa ndireza atukuta mwako kwa hivyo tunjika kwa mwati roko yunga nikusha no ano nopo skora ya nopo timbo kani oshiputu yosha no choka so higher ground training college o ezeza o mwakuro gena nungono hamvlo kaya nungaganja.
Angu nene kompito no tatoke ruipo nawa yaro o higher ground training college ya o 3 months ya o tuna o program ange singino o tuno o kindergarten to go grade 7 ya natango tunishe o mbata inku ujunga ilo wao ngezo grade 7 to grade 11 we approved natango este tutorial kucha okuronga opiche natango hapu shange wa umako na kono tuna natango kuka marijonoza nikako BPC kesho marusheno tuna natango okurohama kesho nesinga nesinga njono yo mradili mbali hakutuwa sefiketa tuna natango obachera yo mradili ne natango tuna natango yunga kutuwa foundation nesing center. Jono hai ningwa kwa mboka inawa nita epo nita toku ninga onesinga. Hai ningwa tike umraima ike. Nyaro.
Nina tenu kwa mpere kwa hindi nita mpanume pene ambeko ushikutu jini. Kwa ushikani kukwende hana.
Nyaro. Lea o program hazi hindi noza registwa. Kita mikangane kwa kinda gaje na kwa kwa grade 7 kwa registwa no Ministry of Education. Tasiangane kwa nesinga kwa registwa no nesing kansela. Natuna onza kwa zetu, na tango kumbinga yonetunga, otuna tuareji suwa ni mtu yo healthy, onza kwa zite, kwa ziri kwa kontora kwa zite ushena.
Na tango njenge yale onki apu mwa uyerele, nikila wabati hindi kila tango kutate, apeto kwa zite kwa matango mwili 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 mwili
Ya kandi indire nesmano boka andika ganja kutota kwa dikapeni mo mai pindi mongwe diva mo trade pe tata dikwamo KK hall tata dikamo kastenda mo kastenda open diwana boka kuna e bonefina Joka gere wahara kusta dengan ase tokara una itso milongo baini itano milongo igi hamano wategerwa ne ukare una odi moshi ingirisa no sho odi mo baroj otuna wo joka e mbradiri mbari akutiwa o tuna wo joka e mbradiri mbari akutiwa o enroll jinesa jono wapumbi wa ukare una itsa ijo milongo baini yari milongo igi hamano moshi ingiriso tokara ne una o Natango upangine mbono we mbraziri ne Tuna onza ponjo kayo nare Moka otoka raune po ina natango 25 Mirongu iji hamano Odi moshi ingilisa no show odi mobaroj Mbono ne eriko nyu karikurama Nenge onza pone jono ompe Tai indiru akare na e po ina Mirongu ndatu mirongu iji hamano Odi nengo beta sa imbora moshi ingilisa no show mo baroj. Ya,
natango omari na otimbo kwenye kita o hamo wa kabisa unu ne.
High ground, opato porwa mito pori diari, opato porwa moshi putu zero shopo mbada, Nosho osporanjo nokuza po kinda, digo omogredi Devena.
Okay. Nanon joka ya hugunena ningata ngatwa ka ta ngatwa pura ta te tempo utunga ne trombo e icha ya hugunena se timbo utunga ka ningata sa pikira ningata ngatwa ta ta kwela pucha o ka kera shike na tango kure ngewe na shimboka o popi uno ne wono na mbota iko skora ningata ngo ngata cha tango kure ngewe ma tango ne singa o pini shi kana sho ka mbuka ta ngo ma faringa ta tinga ne kucha am lo ka ma faringa ini ma imo pusha
nandi pandure nandi dame ke no hapu danje la hugunina kucha erongo yariko ke baonga nkuru onare atire ngoka uri megumbo nande ukare unonza po onene nakango to buru wiwe pezere bashoko wasadinga nare waningu ulongi waninga nando ulifa masista ma usiti no kanda to buru natako kukana oketo kusa upangi waharanga ukare mupanga
ya
Thank you so much once again. We are basically saying, with all this that Higher Ground is offering, it's of paramount importance to make sure that you come, apply, and register with Higher Ground, whether you're in kindergarten, be it in primary, grade zero, all the way to grade seven, grade 11, or maybe you want to look into the tertiary institutions, tertiary learning, whether they'd be nursing, the honors degree, the certificate. And if you do maybe not meet the requirements for nursing, we have a plan for you. You can either improve grade level with us, or you can do foundation health sciences with us.
Like you mentioned that grade 11, how do you offer classes for grade 11?
Good question. For grade 11, we have the day-to-day classes for grade 11. And I'm glad to also let you know that since we started in 2020, each year we have very good pass rates. Like for English, most of the years we have 100% pass rates in English.
Yeah, but like how many points should I have for me to qualify for grade 11?
No, for grade 11, you see what? Because we are a tutorial center and an examination center. So whether you have a few points, we are here to assist you. Higher Ground is here to help you realize your dream. Irregardless of the number of points you have, if you have a few points, come and improve your points with us in grade 11 at Higher Ground.
Right. Yeah, I know that anyone who can go over and go to the director or talk to the commingles, put it in the Shika, Yoka and Okatongo, or have Rungano Kara, Yakata, and try. So, which you can occasion of two Rikokatu, which you are more at the pocket or grade 11 away, don't need to show an Oko higher ground, Tangano Kai Kuatera, or Karao improve by Misa, Irongawe, or Pungani Rukara, the Huapo Rukara, or Tango, I was put to the black anyone did. Mukangane, what to do up for Kuira Tumbuno, or Pogro Kara, why. Ano kospospospo tushoka ubroka waka improve ne pointa de nenge ubroka tango wafroka wana kweka karongwe nenge ubroka tango waya no ukarongwe ngeko dashia koma usheno ngenga tango dashia ona tango kuhaku ompratino wanje asikina tango lopete ngino ndaya tango ndikaenda pora mekenda beti chashke ya hugunina no kuzampoka atazi mwaga tango kato pora uyere nano wawo atu ya zanteni na tango no mongwe zivo tatu ya zapeni nenga tango onampa ino otunjo kata tivokara tua pura mompepo opongane na tango tuve tukato kwa chasana unenenga na kuuntumbo ili para jio kuhundo na okongane kushukatu ufisa ko Higher Ground training ko college ano momsia
ireni mwishangise komsia omazia turi opposite the Norway bar construction na monjira njoko nene yoku ya kondangwa ngele toziko tumeba za monsia ukako ndangwa ya roo natangwa moto ready fio tulipo kanduda oka miongo mbaina kamwe mo KK hola ototu wadha kwa namba geshi jino onora nojeta tuno imwe ojeari nojeta tu oimweari ongoi nonora nojeari nenge ko telefona onora nojamano nontano o miongo mbainane ojeari nojamano nonora nojeta tu Otuna na tango website yetu.
Hello. The number is 081-78-11-907. 081-78-11-907. Kombinga website po website ah. Turi po www.hgtcollege.com.
Yeah. Yes, that was now our team. That is now our team who are at the trade fair. Is the annual Ongwediva Trade Fair, where entrepreneurs or enterprises are trying to showcase their product. And as we keep saying and facilitating and educating you on Eagle FM, that yes, the aim is to facilitate and to create a bridge between enterprises, entrepreneurs and innovators all over the economy to talk about your product, to talk about whatever you are selling out there and you need to bring out to the market. And our team is on the ground on the annual trade fair. You can contact them or you can contact us to highlight your product. And for those that are around Omthia, there you had it, that there is a certain college there. There is a school there. You do not have to go very far to Ondangwa to Oshakati for you to register your kid in certain courses, as you have heard them highlighting their product and their services and where they are located within Omthia. So let us engage and let us continue to empower ourselves through education as it gets to be brought closer. And for now, we continue with the business and economic segment and with our topic for today, where we are looking at taking stock of what we have so far have achieved in remembrance and commemoration of our heroes who gave us the greatest gift and ended 100 years of a colonial regime. Yes, a very good afternoon to you. At this particular juncture, look at how divided we are in terms of the policy that should be implemented. Because we have not reminded ourselves and taken stock together. You guys have taken stock behind the closed doors and came to tell us that you have achieved something. And now the person who is living in poverty is looking at me like, or looking at you like, how, what do you mean? What are you talking about? Because when you were taking stock of what has been achieved, you did not include them. So that's why now when you are going to tell them to march together with you, they are going to disagree. They are going to say, for the past 33 years, you did not include me. I have not tasted the fruit of independence. I have not enjoyed the gift of my forefathers and my hero and my heroine. So that's why it's so important for us as a country to take stock together. I know many ministers and many leaders will be worried and they'll be afraid. But your fear is the same as telling people to march together with you. Because they are not going to march together with you. They are not going to march with you. Because you did not include them. When you are taking the stock, they did not give you feedback of where they are. And that's why it's very, very crucial, beautiful people, so that we take stock of how we utilized the gift of economic independence, the gift of governance that we got from our forefathers. Commemorating the Heroes Day is a day to reflect on our effort to meet the commitment that were made or to meet the effort that our forefathers put in to give us this gift. And now, for the past 33 years, we have been having this gift in our hand. We have been in charge of the parliament. We have been in charge of certain financial institutions. Now is for us to ask ourselves, How did we multiply the gift? How did we multiply this ability to make our own laws? How do we utilize them to our benefit? And once we take the stock of that, we can now go back and say, can we recommit back to what our forefathers stood for when they were fighting in the 1900, in 1910, 1911, 1912, when they were dying in the desert? Beautiful people. It is that those type of thing that I am advocating for when we are going to celebrate, when we are going to commemorate and remember the 21st, then the 26th again, because to me those days are very, very significant in our history. Because in this day, we are not only teaching the young ones and everybody who does not know history, we are taking stock. We are taking stock. We are taking stock of where we are and how we are using the economic and the freedom and the gift that they gave us. As I keep indicating that, yes, the business and economic segment is just a platform to give ideas and suggestions and hypotheses and theories of how we should do things. We are not saying that we are the knowledgeable one and the Mr. Know-It and Miss Know-It all at Eagle FM. No, we are just saying that we observe how we are doing things in our country, because it's our country and we need to hold each other accountable. And we are the one to correct ourselves. We are not going to hear from IMF or from somebody else to tell us how to celebrate and commemorate our days. No, we tell each other. We tell each other that I think or we think the program should be structured in this way for effective results. You know, I will also to a certain extent even suggest that companies should make commitments. Eagle FM is just not about making a poster about commemorating. Eagle FM, do something. Tell us your story. Eagle FM, take stock of what you have achieved, what you have used the gift that was given to you by the heroes and the heroine. What did you, Eagle FM, have achieved? What have you, the village, have you achieved with the gift of freedom and the gift to speak? What have you achieved? So it's supposed to be even at the person, at the corporate level, that you as a company, you as the villager, you as Eagle FM, the gift was bestowed on us to speak freely. How did you multiply it to make Namibia a knowledgeable economy? To teach and to promote unity among Namibian people, to share opportunities. Because economic opportunities are only shared via communication. Participation only happens when people have the information. So it's now for you, Eagle FM, also to take stock of how you used the gift of freedom to express as it was handed to you by the heroes and the heroine. It's you now, Bank Windhoek as a bank. You were now given the gift to operate freely, to give money to both blacks and white and green and yellow. How did you utilize that gift of financing to build a better inclusive economy compared to the past? So I think that is how we're supposed to be taking stock and celebrating and commemorating and remembering the sacrifice that was done by those that we are calling heroes today. Because the stock taking should not only end at the stadium at Omthia, no, even at our personal level, especially those that are in power of institutions. How are we utilizing the gift? What have we achieved with the gift? Did we multiply the gift? And are we utilizing the gift to make Namibian people enjoy their resources and enjoy their country? Because many of our leaders, if you complain, they will tell you are having peace. The peace that you are enjoying now is because we fought for it. That is what they will throw in your face if you try to complain. And I think that is a wrong approach. The heroine did not only fought for peace. No, they were fighting to own the factors of production. That is one of the fight. They were fighting to have the land back. Not only the ability to travel from Angwena to Windhoek, from Bethany to Kitmansuop. No, it was not only for the mobility, but to have the factors of production and to be able to get assistance and to utilize them commercially and to build wealth for themselves. So that's why in our evaluation of how we utilize the gift of independence or the gift that we got from our heroes and our heroine, did we achieve access to the factors of production that were taken from us? We should assess this. How many of us now are running companies that are on our own? How many? Because now it's not only about having peace. Peace, yes, is the sender. It's not just about ability to speak freely. But the most important of them all, it was access to land, ownership, and other factors of production and other resources. It was the ability to be creative and to be innovative through accessing better and quality education. Now when we are assessing that we got the gift to run the institution of higher learning education and vocational training centers, when we are evaluating, are we enabling and are we feeding the younger generation with the education that will enable them to build wealth on their own? We should take stocks. Are we taking stocks, colleagues? Or do we just remember and commemorate and make posters? Every institution today had made a poster of commemorating the Heroes Day, just like what we do during the independence. Eagle FM made theirs. Everyone made theirs. But have we taken the stock? What are we commemorating? Are we going back to the ancestors and tell them how we multiplied the gift they gave us? Their sacrifice that they have made. Their sacrifice that they have made, that we have transformed. We have multiplied the gift of freedom that you gave us. We are now building a better and an equal economy. It's more inclusive now. A young boy can own a horse. We are now having the farms around Tumem and around Ocho and around Okahanja. We are now owning those farms. Can we say that loudly? We are now having ships in ocean catching fish. 50% of our fish are now ours. We are now the one mining. The resources are ours. We are processing them. Can we take stock and say that is how we have multiplied the gift? I want it to be part of the agenda of the program, or to be in that program that we do every day. Beautiful people. We have to do this. You know, it should be done. So that we just don't commemorate. I don't want just to commemorate in vain. I want us to be able to commemorate by looking at how we have multiplied the gift. I do not want us to say happy heroes or whatever heroes. That is just one component. But we should look at the gift they gave us, that they left us. 100 years of atrocity, economically and physically. Discrimination and all sort of bad things done toward Namibians. And a certain individual took courage to fight it. Some of them have perished. Some of them were driven out of the country. You know, some of them were imprisoned just for them to achieve that gift, the economic gift. And they gave it to us. So that's why I think if they were to come back one day, they will ask that, what have you done with the seed of independence that we gave you? That is what they will say. That is what they will ask. Where is the seed of independence that we gave you? Have you multiplied them now to fix the injustice that were done by the banking system, by the financiers, by the policymaker of the colonial time during the German and during the South African occupation? I think that is what they will ask. Thus, at this particular juncture, I'm saying we should not only remember what they have done for us, but we should take the gift and evaluate what you have done with the gift. Beautiful people. What have we done with the gift of independence? What have we done with the gift of making our own laws? What have we done with the gift of running our own banks? What have we done with the gift of being in charge of the procurement laws? Being in charge of development bank, being in charge of the central bank, handling our own monetary policy, being in charge of the national budget. How did we utilize the gift of freedom and the gift of ability to do things and to be mobile and to talk and to speak freely and to create and to be creative and to start entrepreneurship? What have we done? Let us take stock. The corporate should take stock. The government should take stock. So at the national level, when we are going to commemorate at any stadium, whatever we do, when we are going to gather the people from the village and wherever, we are going to tell them, this is where we are now. We know you did not have education. Now we brought you schools. Beautiful people, have we did that? That is the key question.
So now you as a leader, whether in government or in the private sector, it is now a reminder to you and to me that the gift of freedom and ability and for us to be in charge was given to us by those we are calling heroes. And I do think we should take stock of how we have used the gift. We should take a stock of how we used the gift. So that we can be able to recommit ourselves to fixing what we haven't achieved with the gift. Beautiful people. Because once we start taking stock like that, we will be able to move. Unlike now when you tell the Minister of Land, unlike now when you tell the Minister of Agriculture, whatever ministry, they will think you are attacking them. Because we haven't taken stock at the national level in terms of economic progress. We haven't. And as a result, we are unable to be accountable and reposition and recommit and go back and remind ourselves of the value that our forefather fought for. How did we use, how did we utilize the gift of freedom? Yes, mobility, infrastructure, and others that you have built. So far, okay, cool. The health system is a mess, is the most painful thing. Can we recommit it to say, well, in terms of health, we haven't done well? Because Africa is still complaining about the vaccine instead of them building, innovating their own vaccine. So Namibia, how did you use the freedom to create and to innovate it, which you were given by your forefathers? Because now everyone is in Africa is looking at you because you got your independence, right? And the intellectual ability to create was now given to you by your forefathers, right? So how did you use it? Because Africa needs a vaccine. Africa needs solutions. Africa needs food. So can we recommit as a thank you to our forefather for what they gave us? We say we have failed in health, in education, and in many, many sectors. We have achieved the progress here and there in infrastructure, here and there. But in terms of creating institutions and enablers, we haven't. So we go back as a thank you for what we have done. We are recommitting again to achieve and to uphold the values that took you to war to fight the Germans and to fight the South Africa. So we are recommitting because we have taken the stock of what we have achieved and we are going to be accountable and we are not giving up. We are going to start again. I think that this should be the way forward. I think that should be the way we celebrate and commemorate the Heroes Day by taking stock of what you have achieved. And after taking the stock, we recommit again and again and again. So with that, colleagues, thank you for choosing Eagle FM. Do your stock taking and evaluation if Eagle FM is achieving what they supposed to achieve with the freedom gift that they got. We have the village e-paper we are writing. We have Eagle FM that we are able to be listened anywhere through the app and through the website and through your radio. There is our effort in thanking our ancestors and our forefathers who fought for this freedom of expression. So we are giving you that freedom to come through, to listen, to learn, so you can go participate in an economy and build the economy. That's why our focus is on bread and butter, economic entrepreneurship, investment and risk and policy. That is what we are trying. We have not achieved it yet. We have taken stock and we will continue to try and try. So with that, colleagues, I thank you for choosing us. Uncle Fly and Nalwanda, they are ready for you to continue the conversation and to enable you to learn and to participate and to appreciate the gift of freedom our forefathers fought for. And with that, we end here tonight. Take care and let us build the country.